Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Brachos 31, talking some elements of prayer that we learn from Chana. We know Chana from the Navi, the mother of Shmuel. She desperately wanted a child, and she made the bargain that if she had the child, she would dedicate him to the service of God. He was one of the greatest people, great prophet in the Talmud. They say that he was comparable on some level to the other greats, and this is the Chana that we're talking about. Rav Hamnuna enumerates the important halachos we can learn from verses about Chana's prayer. Chana was talking al liba, on her heart, teaches that one who prays must concentrate on what he is saying. Only her lips were moving teaches that one must enunciate the words, but her voice wasn't audible teaches that one may not raise his voice when praying. And Eli thought she was drunk teaches that one may not pray while drunk, since Eli rebuked her for this. And Eli told her, until when will you be drunk and pray? Teaches that one must offer constructive criticism if he sees someone doing something wrong. So we've talked previous times about concentration, but really we should also remember that we should try our hardest to enunciate the words. It's very difficult for davening to do all of it, but start little by little, whether it be one little paragraph or maybe the Shema or the Brachos in the beginning of the day of the davening. Something should be said with enunciating the words, and I'm guilty of this very much, so we should be better about that for sure. And we should also know that we shouldn't raise our voice too loudly when praying. We shouldn't interrupt others, distract others, but try to speak, pray, and answer all the different things in davening and whatnot at a reasonable level, not too loud, not too low, but to make sure that we are participating with the kehillah, to participating with everybody around us, and not being too audible and too much. And also for sure not while drunk, especially while Purim is coming up. Make sure to have a clear mind now and always on that holiday, and always to be properly praying to Hashem in the right way. And if you do offer constructive criticism, do it in a way that's loving and nice, and that you're teaching others about wrongness, but do it in a way that is in a loving way, not in a derogatory or mean manner. Some great things to learn from Chana herself. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 32 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.